But his army is always on the move.
Oh, got it.
There's gonna be a battle in the line to control. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophet wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program tonight on the Revelation Radio Network. We are live and welcome. Family, my name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this program tonight. It is brought to you by Revelation Radio Network, coming to you on every Monday night from 9 to 11 p.m. And we do this just once a week, and you all are welcome here. Come join us on the blogtalkradio.com/Revelation Radio Network. And you'll be able to find the Watchmen for Jesus program there. And there is a chat that you can join in on if you would like. Sometimes I'm able to access it. Sometimes my computer is a little stubborn. I'm not sure why that is. But sometimes I'm able to watch the chat. And sometimes I'm not. It just depends on my computer. I don't understand it. But anyway, I'm trying to get on it now, but we'll see. It's just amazing how these computers think on their own, you know? So in any case, you know, tonight I want to talk about several issues that's coming into our world. I'm going to talk about 21 goals of the Illuminati, a certain extent, and apply it to actual news that's going on. And about the UN's new, the One World Religion, which is approaching fairly quickly. And about Jesus tonight. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight that is approaching our lives. Right now it's Bundys and it's tyranny and all this sort of thing going on. Family, I don't want to, since I'm thinking about it, before I dedicate the broadcast, as I do, is that this Bundy situation going on, family, is not what you think it to be. Bundy's, and you can look at it right now on your computer. If you search out the 13 families of the Illuminati, you're going to find that the Bundys are tied in there to the one of the 13 families of the Illuminati. What they're trying to do is ferret out militia to see who's going to show, to provide a dialectic, to set up a land grab, and to give the militia a sense of security that's not real. In other words, they're saying, well, 200 feds. You know and I know that the feds would do an intelligence estimate of their of possible resistance. That's a given. It's always. They have always major forces against what might be the enemy. Well, they know what the militias consist of, who the ranchers are, all that. They know all that. So they're going to provide only 200 feds, knowing that so many thousands and thousands of militia could show up. They want to see how many would show up, who's going to participate. And then make it look like the feds can be defeated. But what they're not telling you are the Chinese and Russian troops and the other European troops already here that could be on an on-call in the tens of thousands or more, ready to come out as our own government has allowed them to position inside military bases, Mexico, Cuba, Canada, South America, and inside the United States. They're already here, thanks to a Luciferian government. And it is actually absolutely Luciferian. It always has been. And there's a drive. It involves Freemasonry. It involves the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. It involves a Joint Chief of Staff that's members of the Illuminati through the Council of Foreign Relations. It all involves that. None of it is as it appears. It's not the Jews. It's not the Muslims even. These are the subversives that are used as the deniability, plausible deniability. The secret societies are the enemy. And the secret societies of our country, as laid out by John Kennedy, he describes it. That's why they murdered him. It's exactly like he says it is. I mean, people just poo-poo that speech that he gives. And that speech tells you what's going on. You see. And that's the reality. And I'm going to talk about the one world religion tonight. And let you know what the goals of Illuminati has been, so you'll learn how this Bundy thing fits in. It all fits in, just like a puzzle. You ever do those 1,000-word piece puzzles or whatever? You know, I never have. I don't like it, but I don't do puzzles, except this New Order puzzle. But you sit down, and if you have an easy one, you've got colors, all kinds of colors, and you look at the picture on the box. Yeah. And see, there's a shade of red over there and a shade there, so you put all the reds in that position or something like that. And other browns, well, there's brown there, put all that there. That kind of cuts it down, don't it? And you got the picture, no pun intended. So then you sit around and you say, okay, I'm going to attack the reds first. And no pun intended there, of course. And so you start figuring out, I just don't have the patience to put on a puzzle together. I mean, I just don't. And it's just such a task. You sit there and you try to plug it into there. Oh, that fits. Wow. You know, and then you got the story. And then you get a little tired of that and you go to the browns and not next door, by the way. And you go to all the others and for long. And each time you find a piece that fits together, it's a little reward. Oh, look what I found. Oh, it fits. Oh, yeah. And it keeps you so involved in it. The same thing exactly. Finding out about this conspiracy. All the little pieces start fitting together, but people don't put the puzzle together. They look at only the reds. That's all they see. Only the browns, other people. That's all they see. The greens, you got the picture. And they make sure you don't connect all the colors to bring out the whole puzzle. They don't want you to see that. So don't even think about mixing religion and politics. When in reality, the two are inextricably connected. Actually, you know, more technical about it. Education, philosophy, religion, all religions. Science, all sciences, bar none. Harmony, beauty, and the arts, that's your acting and your painting and your philosophy and all that sort of thing. And in fact, philosophy, but separately, arts are your artistry, your acting, Hollywood, this kind of thing. Politics, that's a given. And the finance, that's method of control. Those seven areas expand out to 11 is what they use in councils and committees. And all bloodline families control it. Only a handful control the world. And the world don't have a clue. So what they're not doing is connecting those seven areas into one conspiracy, which can be done if people don't open up their minds and open up their eyes. Well, I've got the 21 goals of Illuminati, and that's how you do it. That's partial. They got to tell you what they're going to do before they actually do it. They have to tell you. It's required by God. That's one reason. And there's many other reasons why They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. God tells his prophets that you must tell people what's going to happen before it happens. And they do that, guided by God, with 100% accuracy. Prophets of the Bible, King James Bible. So therefore, would God not require Satan, who has to do what God tells him to do, must also tell us what they're going to do before they do it? God allows evil to exist for the time being because we have allowed sin in our lives. But there's coming a time when God's going to put his foot down and say, that's it. That's when we've pulled far enough away and the last one has accepted Jesus as Savior, will be born. And that's when God's going to say, okay, Satan, you got but a short time. And that's when you're going to see the tribulations begin. But there's going to be a whole lot of tricking going on between now and then. It's called a spirit of delusion. That we'll believe a lie. Those that turn away from the truth will be shown a lie that they'll believe because they deny the truth. God will put them into a strong sense of delusion. He will send them a delusion. He makes sure they do not come around. That's harsh. But God don't play around. That's what's coming. Just pray to God that you aren't one of those that he sets up with a reprobate mind. You do not want that. And those that turn away from him enough are going to find it happen to them. Now, I'm going to hit a whole lot of cylinders tonight. But whatever cylinder I hit, this is all connected into a major conspiracy. And so, that being said, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together. And we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for Revelation Radio Network. It allows us to be on the network. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible that tells us the Word of God. Father, we thank you for this, that, Lord, it tells us where we came from, how we got here, and, Lord, where it's headed. And, Lord, it tells us most of all how our salvation is secured and how we become born again to see the kingdom of heaven through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us when we fall away, convicts us in our heart. There are times when we go our own path, that Lord, he'll convict us and put us back on the right path. Lord, we pray for our veterans again tonight. We pray, Lord, that you'll guide their hearts, their minds, their lives away from the psychotropic drugs, away from that technology that's putting the voices in their head, the voice-to-skull technology, Father, to silence it and to tear up that technology that's causing these voice-to-skull. And, Lord, to render the effects of the psychotropic drugs neutral. And, Lord, to bring those that's thinking about suicide, which there's 20-some suicides a day, Lord, that you'll set up divine appointments to guide them away from these thoughts of suicide. And, Father, to spread the blood of Jesus around them to protect them and to give them divine appointments that someone will lead them to the love of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the children that are being sought after and abducted for the use of this Wicca, especially these holidays that's coming up that are pagan. That, Lord, that you'll protect these children, or at least most of them, Lord, that whatever your will be done. Those, Father, that come home, that you guide them in. Lord, to comfort the families that have lost ones. and to use these tragedies as bringing families together. Lord, we call upon you to take the Holy Spirit and touch the hearts and minds of these pastors and rabbis and priests that will give them the courage to step up and speak out the truth, to take the true Bible, the King James Bible, and get rid of all these other Bibles, Lord, and put a conviction on their heart about the fallacies of these other Bibles, that the King James, the only true one, Lord, that so many people are fooled in these churches, synagogues, and cathedrals. Lord, we pray that you give us wisdom, discernment, to see those times to come. We can identify the end times, Lord, and be able as watchmen to tell the truth, to bring it out. And Lord, we pray for our family members to heal, to bring them around and use tragedies, Lord, to bring those into the fold. That's why we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I have a website. And my website, it has archives. And Revelation Radio Network has got archives. And family, you got archives to download these programs and to also hear them again. I have another broadcast I do on a daily basis, Monday through Fridays, between 4 to 6 p.m., Monday through Fridays, on on watchmanforjesus.com. And when you go on there, 24 hours is 7. When you go on there, you'll hear a 24-hour loop I have on another database or something. It just works. And it runs my shows on an archival basis for a 24-hour period. So when you come on my website, I'm automatically starting to talk. So, and it goes from one show, the next, the next, the next. So between 4 and 6, when I go live on any given afternoon, it'll cut in at the 4 o'clock hour, top of the hour at 4 o'clock. The theme song comes on, and then I start live. And I'll go to 6, and when I shut down, it'll return back to its 24-hour loop till the next show. That's how it works. Really neat, actually. I mean, once I learn really how to use that thing, it's like setting up your own, being your own disc jockey. You can put anything you want there and schedule it. It gets really fancy after a while. I haven't got to that point yet, but I stay pretty busy with this research. Family on the Bundy Ranch. It's important to know. I mean, once you see the YouTubes they present of the Trinical government and the border BLM, land management, whatever it is, the BLM, and they're out there. I did training for the Department of State, Department of Energy, law enforcement, Marine Corps, and you'd have actors, even yourselves would act as actors, ourselves would act as demonstrators, and you play the part. And you can see in real demonstrations, you can see the emotion. It's real. You can just tell. And then actors, you can see the acting. You can see the acting that's going on. I guess that's the word I made up, causing acting and actors. Actoring. So, and there is no doubt on the YouTube that these events are being staged at the Bundy Ranch. There's no question about it whatsoever. It's clear. It's all acting. And they're all standing around. I don't know what to get paid for it, but I'm sure they're under a blood oath. You know why they have a blood oath? Because they're Freemasons. You have Freemasons that's in the police department and law enforcement. Yeah. That's what they do. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You have the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, in your entire government. You have them in lower police departments, in your businesses. And here's what happens. They swear an oath. When they first become first degree, second degree, third degree. But when you go to the Bible, and it tells you there, but I say unto you, in Matthew 5, 34, 37, in the King James Bible, I quote, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is a footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall swear by thy head, because there canst not make one hair white or black. Don't tell me you dye your hair. I don't hear that. But let your communication be yea, yea, or nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. I didn't make that up. I got it right here. Matthew 5, 34, 37. Now, somebody that knows the Bible, and you go to the first meeting of the Freemasons to be first degree, and you say, John, come on in to the Freemasons. We like you. We're going to join you, bring you on in. And then they start learning these oaths that I'm going to tell you here in a minute. And they're going to say, well, wait a minute, I can't say that. That's against God. No, don't worry about it. And they'll tell you. These are idle words. They don't mean anything. Yeah, I got news for you. Any word comes out of your mouth, God takes this. God don't have no sense of humor. He sent his only begotten son down here to die on a cross for our sins. And if I'm lying, cheating, and stealing, or making jokes, or mocking God, I don't think that's funny. That's like taking a child that's died in a car crash, you understand? Or you've lost a child and you're going to make a joke of it. Same thing. Well, you think God, you know, was making a joke out of sending his son to die on the cross and suffer like he did for us? That's something to joke about? Some Christian joker that comes around each church so everybody can laugh at their church about jokes he makes? I don't care if they're clean jokes. Any joke that involves God in any way is mocking God. God took it serious when his son died on the cross for our sins. So there's no joking matter. And there's no idle words. James 5, verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath. But let your yea be yea, or your nay, nay, lest ye fall in condemnation. In other words, a man's word is his bond. Now, from reading the Word of God in two sacred texts, it's plainly understood that Christians are not to swear oaths at all. It's not just idle words as your Shriner tells you, or your 33rd degree Mason Grand Inspector General tells you, or your Master Mason 3rd degree, he's being lied to anyway, tells you. But your communication is to be yes or no. And not more than this. Swearing an oath is to go further than your yes or no and blind yourself by something that's even greater. So it's clearly forbidden to have any oath whatsoever, even in the military. That's why they put you in a military oath. Yeah, man, I was in the Marine Corps 12 years, you know. And I started catching on to this after I got out. Little flashbacks kept popping up, and I said, oh my, the whole time. See, they got you, Freemasons. When you do something against God and they will ask you to lie on a contract, to give somebody a contract that doesn't deserve it, or to screw over somebody, they're going to do that. That's how they do it. And you say, well, I can't really lie about that. Nah, come on. So you took a blood oath. I'm going to give you the blood oath in a minute now. You took a blood oath to follow what the Masons tell you to do. But you got an oath to God that exists because of the Bible. So now they got you between a rock and a hard place, don't they? Well, I'm going to tell you how to get out of it. You renounce that blood oath that you took at the Freemasons no more. You repent of that sin of taking that oath against that Bible. And you're no longer under it. But the Bible that God has stands. You're not obligated anymore. But first, you got to have the guts and the courage to do that. Okay. Now, what am I talking about here? Well, the oath of a Master Mason to be repeated by the candidate for Master Mason, third and highest degree in the Mason's Blue Lodge, is included in a vow, the first two vows I'm going to give you. First two degrees, the first degree entering apprentice, second degree fellow craft. Now, for the sake of time, the three oaths I'm going to combine together. Masonic Lodge is admitted by some to part of all frats. Oh, fraternities. Oh, I've heard that before. Sororities and fraternities. Aha. They get you ready for it in college, don't they? Now, let's see if Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, condones a Christian being affiliated with the Masonic Lodge, and that he would approve of the rituals and practices by the craft. Where have you heard craft before? Witchcraft. Their degrees follow exactly, some modification, not much, some, of the same degrees as witchcraft, which witches go different degrees. Masons go different degrees. They take a blood oath, except in witchcraft they actually take blood. Now, I'm going to warn you, those that might be a little squeamish, that's what I'm talking about. So every Freemason that comes through must take these oaths. Whether it's your grandfather, your husband, or whatever. And they always marry two, more normally, an Eastern Star. So it brings the Masons all in the family. Well, here's how they go. All this I must solemnly and sincerely promise and swear with a firm and steadfast resolution to keep and perform the same without any equivocation, mental reservation, or secret evasion of mind whatsoever, binding myself under no less penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by its roots. That's the first degree. Now, consolidating in this entire part, my left breast torn open, my heart plucked out. That's the second degree. My body severed in twain into my bowels taken from thence and burned. That's the third degree. Should I ever knowingly violate this solemn obligation as an entered apprentice, Mason, fellow craft Mason, or Master Mason. Now that's combined. Now that comes from the confidential manual by Roraine Edmond, Handbook of Freemasonry, 1943, published by Chicago Power Company, 1973. Now, that being said, that's bad news, man. I tell you, you know, you go in and be a Mason, and you are taught these things, and you're just like, I can't say that. But they eventually do, because they convince them that, it's just a ritual. You have to worry about it. It's just words. Actually, here's the whole oath of the first degree. Word for word. Begin. To all of whom I do solemnly and most sincerely promise and swear without the least equivocation, mental reservation or evasion of mind in me, whatever binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the root, and my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, so help me, G-O-D. And keep me steadfast and do performance the same. That's the first degree. Word for word, exactly as they're told to say. Second degree, word for word, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my left breast torn open, my heart and vitals taken from thence, thrown over my left shoulder, carried into the valley of Jehoshaphat, there to become prey to the wild beasts of the field and vulture of the air, if ever I prove willfully guilty of violating any part of this, my solemn oath or obligation of a fellow craft mason, so help me, G-O-D. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. and keep me steadfast in due performance of the same. Unquote. Oh, that's not good. Now, they're told that that's just ritual, idle words. Well, we're on a roll here. The third degree, penalty oath. Binding myself under no less penalty than to have my body severed in two, in the midst and divided to the north and south, my bowels burnt to ashes in the center, and the ashes scattered before the four winds of heaven, that there might not be the least track or trace of remembrance remain among men or masons of so vile and perjured a wretch as I should be, were I ever to prove willfully or guilty violating any part of this, my solemn oath or obligation of a master mason, so help me G-O-D, and keep me steadfast in performance of the same. Family, how can that be good? And how come somebody can't say, well, man, I can't do this. I got to stop here. I can't learn this. Well, I'll tell you why. Because they will lose their favorite parking place. They'll be fired from their job. I know that for a fact. They'll be hounded. Destroyed. And I know how they do it. I got a 3-page dissertation on how they do it. How they destroy somebody. They use other masons and other places as positioned. And they will come after you like you cannot even believe. And they got connections for now. They won't later. Because family, I bring this up. I'm going after the Masons. Who am I to do that? Nobody. What I'm trying to bring up is to let them know that they will be murdered. They will be executed. They will die. Because the Great White Brotherhood, Chapter 15 of the Protocols, lectures given between 1873 and 1901 to other Illuminati, confirm that once they have total control of the world governments, hadn't happened yet, then they will turn on the Freemasons, and they will die as if by, quote, some illness, unquote. And those who know too much will be executed or exiled, depending how it goes. I don't know. They decide. This is documented. It would serve you well to go the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is a Jesuit document channeled by the fallen angels. That's another story. But it's a world revolutionary plan, listen, that was completed on May the 1st, 1776. 2 months later was the 4th of July. Declaration of Independence to put us in slavery, and it worked really well. We remained in slavery, didn't know it all along. We didn't win that war. They lied in history books. Evidence is clown. And now, actually now, they're telling you that themselves, finally. It's part of a dialectic to show you, to demoralize you, so that coming around, you'll accept the new world order that the United Nations will offer you as a method of peace. Family, it's coming. Y'all better wake up. Christian identity, Hebrew roots movement, all religions, Sacred Name Movement, NAACP, ACLU, Southern Law Poverty Center, KKK, Black Panthers, Aryan Nation. Man, I could just keep naming those circles. ADL, they all work for the same organizations. Some are countered each other. Tea Party, Oath Keepers. You all don't know you've got infiltrators. Militia, you have General Boykin, who's a Knights of Malta. You got Rick Joyner, who's already praying and saying that we should have a military takeover of the U.S. government and dictatorship. He said it public. I could play it. Well, I can't right now, but I do on my own network. His own words, and nobody's arrested him yet because he's part of it. Family Mandela was a Knights of Malta. Family been hooked and crooked. You're being lied to by the hierarchy. This is Illuminati, Freemasonry, and they are of themselves a danger to themselves because of the hierarchy, how they use people below them. Now, I don't expect people to take my word for it because you got grandpas and fathers and all those others saying, this gamble guy's crazy. Do your own research. Find out what happens. Family, Jesus Christ is the only truth you're going to get. There is no other. No Ron Paul, for certain. No Rand Paul. They're all Freemasons. Rosicrucians. Every single one of them. It's amazing, though, to me how they can lie and pretend to be for Americans, using that patriotic card to hook and crook people. Well, actually, it worked in 1700s. All but about five of the founding fathers were Freemasons. Most all of them were deists. Not all, but most. Fabian Society. George Washington even pulled away from him when he realized what was being done. He sure did. John Robeson. Go look it up. Proofs of Conspiracy by John Robeson, 1798. Reverend Snyder got a copy of John Robeson. He was an honest Freemason. He saw what was going on. He wrote about it. See, not all the Masons are bad, but ones that find out will make a choice and decision to go with it or go against it. That's why they have the blood oaths, to put that burden upon those that want to pull away. That's how it works. This is reality. You know, you ever find out that something's going awry here? You got, everybody says it's a Islam, how evil Islam is and all that. Yeah. And Allah is a moon god. He's not God of the Bible at all. He's not the creator. He's a moon god. He's a demonic entity. So is Buddha. So is Krishna and Buddha Shiva. And the Christ, which is Ananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel. All those are just more, just smoke and sport of religion. They throw that all out at you so you could pick which one you like to keep you distracted while they work in the background. They got one for everybody. Notice that everybody says it's Muslim, Islam, Iran, or whatever. Islamic terrorism. Wait a minute. Well, that's over there. But they say it's the Jews now, the Jew bankers. They're the ones that are part of this conspiracy. So, wow, it's a little confusing, isn't it? Is it the Muslims or it's the Jews? Oh, are the Jews or Muslims working together? Then another side, it's Freemasonry and Dan Brown followers and all that. And all that exotic stuff going on. So which is it? Knights Templar, Freemasons, the Jews, is Muslims? No, it's a militia against the feds. Oh, I wish somebody would make up their mind. It's a free-for-all, don't it? How about that? To sit back and look at all the strings being pulled. To keep all of us fighting each other. Well, you can't blame them, can you? After all, the Civil War worked really well to get us to fight and kill each other. While the Germans were on the north and the French were on the south. And the Vatican, the Jesuits were pulling the strings on both sides. And we went to over 500,000 casualties of killing each other. And you're going to do it again, too. So when you got this FEMA over here, and you got the militia guys or demonstrators over there, and they're throwing rocks at each other, and others got dogs, others got tear gas. Y'all ever think that maybe you're like two pit bull dogs that are thrown in the middle to fight it out while everybody else sits around and pulls the strings on you? With blood oaths, secret proceedings, an agenda to make sure you fight each other. Y'all just fall, those out there doing it, you just fall for it, hook, line, and sneaker. Jared Boykin is talking about, we got to take over the government because the Muslim government, well, Obama's working it too. They work together, you know what I mean? And that's the demonization of the U.S. government. Well, it's not hard to do. But we have something better. Really? Well, I got news for you. Boykin is a Knights of Malta. He's a liar. He took a blood oath against you. So why is he working both sides here? Something's wrong. So is Rick Joyner. Rick Warren also is a professed Council of Foreign Relations member. Now, you got some wolves packed in with the little piglets there. Something's wrong, you see, in this scheme, and nobody's calling it. How come they don't call them out? Your blood oath. Oh, they got some kind of letter that tries to explain it out, because they got that covered. But if you read that garbage they put out, Rick Joyner and Rick Warren, of why they're Knights of Malta, heck, Mandela couldn't hold a candle up to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a real deal. Mandela's a murderer. Mandela was protected in prison, not put in prison. He is protected there because the Illuminati have their own little inner fightings and so forth. Mandela was a Knights of Malta member. That says volumes right there. Oh, you got Leonard Horowitz and Oliver North, and you got most all the presidents involved here, Freemasons, Rhodes Scholars, and all kinds of things. All this is connected together. It's amazing. Really, get caught up in it, or the study, and you forget the evil part of it. You know what? They lose. It's impossible for them to win. It's not possible. Jesus Christ has told us what's going to happen. And it's not going to stop either. It's not going to change. It might be extended before that 7 year starts, period. The 7 year tribulation, it will start. When? Nobody knows. Right now, it's just leading up to it. But once that 7 years start, with the first seal broken, the Antichrist and the falling away, that leads me to why the falling away. Then you're in the 7 years, and you know Jesus will return 7 years from that date. Not the date, but the season. And here he goes. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls, and the Armageddon. The real Armageddon. 1,000 years of peace. Jesus Christ comes down on earth after 1,000 years of peace. That's Gog and Magog. These Hagees, Carl Gallups, and these folks, they don't have it. And there's no four blood moons. Not in the Bible. Can they make them happen? Sure. Man-made technology, supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors. They can write a book about it, but it's not in the Bible. You won't find it. They try to make it seem so. You have one moon to turn blood red. One. And I'll tell you exactly where to find that. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. Sun black as sackcloth. Moon will turn his blood. That's one. You won't find it no more. Not there. There's not four blood moons specifically identified. Now, they try to manipulate the other three, tetrads and all this and all that. But the four blood moons has been debunked. And yet they still sell those silly books and CDs about it and lecture. Lie, lie, and lie. And people buy it and buy it and buy it because of their popularity, their support by the Illuminati to set them up as if they're legitimate, and Hagee's not. I'm telling you right now. They're what's called political Zionists, pushing for revolution. Revolution falls right in line with Illuminati principles. You need rebellion and you need dissension to have a dictatorship by consent. Chaos, order out of chaos. That's the purpose of it. And they want to see how much resistance they're going to get. Now, they're orchestrating, listen to me, they're orchestrating 22 to 26 suicides per day, per 24 hours. 22 to 26 suicides of our veterans every single day is orchestrated. And the Joint Chief of Staff at the highest level, they know what's going on. And they're against our military because they're secret society members. All I can do is just shame on you. Well, if they're listening, because you know what you're doing. And you're murdering our troops by allowing it to happen. The suicides are being orchestrated, blamed on post-traumatic stress, when actually they're pumping them full of the psychotropic drugs. Now, right now, if you look up in your search bar, FDA approved microchips in pills, look what you get. They approved that last year. Of putting those little tiny microchips you can't even hardly see inside the pills. When that pill dissolves in the belly, that chip is not consumed. And it goes straight to the brain and stays there as a receiver, transmitter. Oh, man, I tell you. The technology goes back to 1973. This is about the fourth generation of microprocessor or a microchip. Vladimir Lenin said, and I quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent." Unquote. And Lenin was simply a student. He learned his lessons well. Lenin funded by Woodrow Wilson and company. Oh, yeah. Early 1900s. Are y'all getting a picture here? In another broadcast, I have proven and shown how the feminist movement, bringing women to frontline units and putting women in frontline units in the military, homosexuals in the military coming out now. All this is part of an agenda. Part of it was part of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Actually, I call her Ruth Gator Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, in a report she submitted in 1978, Civil Rights something other. And she submitted a report on how to set this thing up into 7. And it goes in line with some others' reports, how to take down our military. Now, it's easy to find a copy of it. It's, I think she's going to retire, isn't it? And figured out what coven she works through. Anyway, so Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. And then based on her previous court opinions, what she had planned to do. I'm not going to go over all that at all. I did today on my broadcast at 4 to 6. So if you want to listen to that, you can go to my website and draw down on the 2-hour broadcast today. I talk about that specifically. I'm not going to talk about it tonight. Keep your eyes on the International Rights of the Child. It goes with the agenda in Oregon to make euthanizing your children or the children deciding to euthanize themselves a mandate. They're sneaking up on you with it, and it's going to happen. This is not theoretical. This is happening in Oregon. And once they get it passed in Oregon, it'll be nationwide. It's time to shoot it down now. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Boykin is heading to Oregon to take a political position. That means he's going to try to pass that thing through, is my guess. I'll say that at this point. And that way your grandmother or great-grandmother or the disabled child can decide to elect to kill themselves. And you can't do a thing about it. But it won't stop there. Children will have rights to they're already committing suicide. Now be legal suicide. But you don't want to miss that next golf course. You don't want to miss the next meeting of Christian Identity. You don't want to miss Dancing with the Stars, So maybe you don't have time. I don't know. I think it's pretty important myself. All I can do is tell you all about it. I don't have that political pull and all that myself individually to start a movement and all that sort of thing. So I'm hoping somebody will hear and will come out of their stupor or renounce that blood oath or something, somehow, and go after Oregon and take it down. But instead, they're increasing the laws to approve of gay marriage and to make abortion legal. And this is part of the plan. Sure is. And people just sitting back, man, and letting it happen. You see, abortion is not social, is not religious, it's not moral, a moral issue. What abortion really, certainly it borders into that, certainly. But what abortion really is, that they're not telling you the truth about abortion. And there's a lot of nurses and doctors that are Wicca, Freemasonry, they know what I'm going to tell you. Is abortion is in fact a right, R-I-T-E, a right, not a R-I-T, but a right, a ritual, that's better, of witchcraft. You see, there's a long history of abortions being performed by witches practicing witchcraft. It's come out in the public again and again all along, where a woman has killed six of her babies. Family, this was witchcraft. This is paying homage to Lucifer for that life force to be taken out. It's not just some crazy people. This is, well, crazy, obviously, but this is possession. A lot more to it that they're not telling you. Family, the Child Protective Service kidnaps your children under the guise of helping them, and they put them in these homes that have witchcraft. It is corrupt. They do funnel the children to the CIA, provides the children to practices by design. Schaefer was uncovering this. She died by murder-suicide by her husband, and he killed himself. Yeah, Senator Schaefer. Yeah. She's closing down the Child Protective Service. Hey, where do you think they get their kids through the sacrifices, through CPS? One of the ways, anyway. One quote, Patricia Baird Wendell, founder and owner of an abortion business called Where Women. She was an avowed witch, like Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Raised to stink many years ago, quote, "You practice your religion and let me practice mine. My religion is a holy ritual child sacrifice," unquote. Well. Her abortion clinic is legal. In fact, some reports and research I've found says that she meant to make the news to promote one of her books called Targets of Hatred, Anti-Abortion Terrorism. And it labels a pro-life position as fundamentalist fanatics endangering the lives of women, yada, yada, yada. And you know that yada, 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 look it up, is a demon? How you like that, huh? I never knew that till I found out one day, yada, 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 is the actual name of a demon. When you say that yada, 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 you're, forgive me, Lord, you're calling a certain demon in Hinduism. Amazing. Anyway, she was one of five that tries to show it's a religion, the Wicca, witchcraft. It's all the same. Some of them don't even know they're worshiping Lucifer or Satan. They think they're worshiping Mother Earth and nature and all that sort of thing. Some of them may really believe it. They claim that feminine power involves the initiation of taking the life she creates. Oh. So that's how a woman graduates to goddess. Well, well, I'll be. That explains the woman who killed six of her babies here last week. Found in the carport by her ex-husband or ex-boyfriend, something like that. He found the six bodies of infants that were killed in her carport. That explains that. Son of a gun. Now, the Masonic maxim is true. Everything really is out there. It's light. People don't believe their eyes and ears. If they don't believe evil is real, there's a non-human aspect to it. That's why in 1980, this epidemic of Satanism already went down that memory lane. And people try to explain all the crazy things going on, but they don't understand or even remotely believe the supernatural. They're always going to scratch their head and not understand. Harvard professor, Hawkins, it don't make any difference. They'll never understand their reality if they don't even begin to understand the supernatural world which we live in. They'll try to use humanistic methods and science to explain what can't be explained by science. They'll try to make some sense of it, but keep changing, don't they? Don't they keep changing the theories, keep changing the numbers? It's never the same, right? Because they don't know. They keep discovering new things. But they never can come to a conclusion because they don't know about the supernatural. Or they refuse to accept the supernatural. Planned Parenthood is behind it. A bunch of other organizations. That's what abortions are all about. I know of one case I read about, an instance, where an abortion was conducted. The nurse grabbed the baby right quick, the dead baby, and rushed off to the behind the door in another part of the room, closed the door. And I guess someone had followed in and saw her assuming the baby, already drinking the blood. Family, these people are out there. They think by taking that blood, you're taking the life of the child into you to give you longer life. You're absorbing that energy before it gets away. Whew. Whoa. This is heavy stuff. This is the purpose of it. This is not a theory. How did they get us to this point? How does this world really operate on this level? Well, they're heading toward a one world religion. That's in the Bible. But to get it to that point, they control the destiny of mankind. God allows it because of sin. This is why. You say, why did God allow this? Because of free will. Real simple, kind of. And our free will has chosen the wrong path. It goes back literally to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve was no myth. It was real. Timelines there. It's all there in the Bible. It's the only thing that remains solid for years. And it goes to the King James Bible, being the true word of God, literally can be traced back to the creation of man. Being the true word of God's King James, and God created the universe. There you go. And you can actually trace it back to Moses. And you know, God spoke to Moses the words to put in the Old Testament, which was about half or three quarters of the Torah. But the Torah is not complete. King James Bible is complete, even though it includes the first five books of the Torah. That's correct. But the Torah is not law. It's old law, and it's not complete. It's missing the New Testament, the New Covenant, that Jesus established. Then he put upon the Gentiles, and time the Gentiles, to complete what was assigned to the Jews that they failed to complete. And they want to go back to that, the tribe of Dan. Well, that's the Khazars and Ashkenazis, king and queen of England, and hierarchy are the tribe of Dan. I actually believe they're the offspring of Jesus and Mary. It's impossible. They're trying to show you that Jesus had a family. Now it's coming out in the public. We found a papyrus that proves that Mary... No, you didn't. Oh, anyway. So the way got us there, everything I'm talking about right now has a rabbit trail. It could almost be a program. But I've learned to kind of keep myself from going too much off the path. It's called... Because there's so much to it. So what's going on today? Well, we talked about the Bundys. No, not on TV. Come on. We talked about how they're using the Bundys. The Bundys are a part of it. They're reducing the military. Army shrinks. Young officers are being pushed out. Now, I talked about this in detail today in my 4-6 broadcast. But the army's shrinking. People are getting out. Yeah, because homosexuals and straight folks don't get along in the showers. And the Joint Chief of Staff, they know that. That's why they're trying to help reduce our own military, because their loyalty lies in the Knights of Malta. You understand? This is the secret. So the army's shrinking. Wait a minute. Aren't we talking about a third world war coming up? Something's not matching here. Shouldn't they do something to keep people in? Shouldn't they do something to bring cohesion? Well, not when you want to destroy it, you don't. That's what they're trying to do. So they'll come up with the North American Union. Uh-huh. Now you get it? Where their loyalty lies? Yeah, well. Then they're going 25 counts of treason against Obama. Can you begin to tell you how much treason with Woodrow Wilson? FDR was horrific. I didn't say terrific. I got the details on him, too. Reagan, Nixon, Bush. Oh, going back to 1915, Samuel Bush. He keeps it in the family, let me tell you, of evil. Bill Clinton. Gerald Ford was cousin of Nixon. Pardon Nixon. Family, they're all connected. And, of course, Obama's going along with this because he's part of the dialectic. 25 counts. Who's going to arrest them? See, what they're going to tell you is the Illuminati's been defeated. We got them on the run. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's simply giving you a dialectic so you'll accept the Ron Paul or whoever they got popping up. Or another Bush coming in, a Hispanic Bush. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever one, they're a bunch of liars. All of them are. Jesus is the only one in supernatural way to come down here and fix things. There was no other way to do it. Banker suicides now replaced by just the outright assassination elite. Assassinations. The elite taking out their own trash. Some of the bankers are high level. Saying they've been killed, they're going somewhere else to live. Others, they're using scapegoats and killing them that know too much and not coming in. So there's a mixture going on. Remember, Masons, I told you, they're going to start taking you out. This is the beginning. It's part of it right here. All Masons, don't matter how small you are. Anyone, according to their planning, that's a member of secret societies, anywhere, 100%. Will be taken out if by some illness, assassination, whatever. Oh, by the way, since I'm kind of a role here, they got Chinese here, right? Military, foreign trade zones, Russia Spetsnaz. Let me ask you, Russians and Chinese, are you part of the Holy Roman Empire? No, you're not. Is America part of the Holy Roman Empire? No, you're not. Do you not notice that they're putting all the Chinese and Russians, military over here? taking our people, putting them over there in the Europe and all kinds of other places. Okay. That they've used as a lure to bring the Chinese in to buy our debt, to acquire the mineral resources of their newly acquired debt in America. That they own it. Oh, they own Idaho. Has ever dawned on anybody that the Great White Brotherhood, the focus in the Middle East, has certain, say, technologies that's all Chinese by their DNA code? Has ever dawned on anybody that pestilence will be spread in Beijing to kill off as many Chinese as possible and Russians? Has ever dawned on anybody about that? That they want everybody in the Bible Belt in America that's Christian, Chinese, Russian, whatever, to be in America and Europe? Because when they are destroyed, that means the Holy Roman Empire will win by default, by survival. And that's where the Antichrist will appear. The Middle East is the focus. So they're going to kill off Chinese over here. All your family is over there in Beijing and everywhere else. They will die. Y'all being lied to is a double cross between China and Russia. As a matter of fact, this was planned a long time ago. Taking this long to put it together, I can actually tell you. I can read it to you, word for word, straight from the horse's mouth. The planner was Albert Pike. He planned World War I and World War II, and both of them went perfectly, according to plan. Exactly like he planned in 1871, Illuminati, Freemasons. He planned World War I, World War II, set up Nazism, fascism, communism, 1850s, give or take. It's all documented. This is not theory or something I read on TV or saw on TV or some book or whatever. This is from research, documented research. Now, what they're going to do, and this is the second seal once it opens, is the real World War III. Not this fake one coming up, but the real one. Now notice what he says here. For World War III, World War II, World War I went successfully. Well, World War III will go just like this. This was written in 1871. Quote, "We shall unleash the nihilist," that's murderers, mercenaries, and also include Nephilim. Anyway, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a great social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to all nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origins of savagery and of most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the people will be forced to defend themselves against the world minority," that's the globalist, "of the world revolutionaries, and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitudes disillusioned with Christianity, whose spirits will be from that moment without direction and leadership, anxious for an idea, but without knowledge where to send its adoration, will receive the true light to the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time," unquote. So right now, what are they doing? Oh, Pope Francis is bringing all the religions in. Who is Teilhard de Chardin? He was a Jesuit priest. Who else was he? He was the father of the New Age movement. The mother was Helena Blavatsky. Studied intently by Jordan Maxwell, another New Ager. He's not a Christian. And Adolf Hitler. It all comes around. That's the religion that's getting ready to pop up. Now, his plan for World War III, and let's see if we're close to that plan right now. World War I, World War II, planned by him, came off perfectly as planned in 1871. So, how about World War III? What did he plan? Each generation that approaches this conditions for World War III would set, prepare ahead of time so it would happen. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll read you exactly his planning process, word for word, as documented in a letter to Manzini, 1871. I'll skip over World War I, World War II, because it happened just as he said it would. Here is World War III now. He wrote in 1871, World War II, here's what he wrote in 1871, World War II, 1939 to 1945. Let's see if it went true. Let's read World War II. The Second World War, written in 1871, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascist and political Zionist. The war must be fought about so that Nazism is destroyed, and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. And during the Second World War, international communism must be made strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would then be restrained and held in check until the time when we would be need it for the final social cataclysm. That was in 1945 it ended, right? What came up next? The Korean War, didn't it? Now, watch this. General MacArthur. Well, actually, let's go to the Chicago Tribune about the planned defeat in Korea. Remember, this plan was written by Albert Pike in 1871. What did they do in 1950 to foment it? Now I'm going to give you history. It's hard to refute this. You know why? Because it happened. Oh. As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations, that's Illuminati, for ill-advised entry in the first police action. Quote, Chicago Tribune. Now this article escaped out of their control. Quote, Chicago Tribune, 1950. The members of the council at CFR should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, as World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. Now, in 1945, what happened? You had Israel formed up. Well, there Albert Pike was right again. What else happened? Well, during the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom. How'd they do that? I'm going to tell you how. It's interesting to note, by the way, that Taiwan, which was Formosa, was ready and willing to cross the channel in the 1950s and retake Red China with 500,000 men, and they would have done it. But, in accordance with the planning process by Albert Pike, going back to 1871, almost 100 years later, this would not be allowed to happen because the communists must not be removed from power. And a witness in a diary, word for word, by General Douglas MacArthur, Is that high enough for you? Yeah. Says, and I quote, "The possibility of Red China's entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men," unquote, Jens MacArthur. So, simple terms, according to MacArthur's own writings, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China, but he also ordered the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure it happened. So, protected by the U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers, 9 divisions, to North Korea to aid in their attack on the South. And this 9 divisions accounted for the fleet, the retreat, hasty retreat, of Army's 25th and 26th Regiment. Or 26th, 27th, I've forgotten. But it was one of the two of those regiments. They turned and left. They ran. They left weapons, tanks. They said, man, we're out of here. Because they were overwhelmed by 9 divisions of Chinese troops allowed by the State Department to invade, to cause to a standstill. Therefore, you had what's called the Frozen Chosen. And you know, Chiang Kai-shek wasn't done. He offered, having been double-crossed by the U.S. State Department, he said, well, okay, look, I'll send you 33,000 troops embarked for Korea within 5 days to help you all fight in South Korea. And the State Department turned it down. And to show you there's a connection, General Lin Pao, a North Korean general, was contacted by the State Department, our State Department, and was assured that General MacArthur would be restrained. Quote, Lin Pao, L-I-N-L-P-A-I-A-O. Whew, that was awkward. General L-I-N-P-I-A-O said, and I quote, "I would never the attack and risk my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my lines of supply and communication." Lin Pao was a general in the Red Chinese Army that fought against the United States and Korea. The same thing happened in Vietnam to make sure that the communists stayed in power, to develop communism in this fake Cold War. And what happened at the fake Cold War when that lion Reagan said, "Gorbachev, tear down that wall"? It never happened. They tore it down, all right, but nothing ever happened. That's just a facade. Because about that same time in the 80s, Islamic fundamentalism came out, didn't it? We helped that with Brezhnev, Brzezinski, in Kosovo, Afghanistan. All that helped to develop the next threat. How about that? Of Islam. That's how they did the Second World War, planned in 1871. They gave the document to Karl Marx to write, given to them by Clinton Roosevelt, 1841. He provided the document to Karl Marx to plagiarize, to write the Communist Manifesto. Karl Ritter, 1850s, wrote the fascist program, the ideology. And Frank Nietzsche took over and came up with Nazism, 1850s and 60s, thereabouts. That started. Took us all the way up to World War II. You tell me there's continuity. So now that being said, political Zionism was established just as they planned. Islam was brought out in the open as an enemy through Afghanistan. That's where they got together the Mujahideen and sent to the Balkans and all that to develop it. Jihad this and jihad that. So now we're ready for the Third World War and the final social cataclysm that I just finished reading a little while ago. Here is the Third World War scenario yet to happen. It's the second seal of the apocalypse. I'm going to tell you what it is. Can't tell you when. But here's what Albert Pike, the planner, said is going to be. And the nations today, the Illuminati, will make it happen, as God will allow it to happen. The Third World War, written by Albert Pike in 1871, is going to be like this. Quote, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by his agentur of the Illuminati between, guess what, political Zionists, and guess who? The leaders of the Islamic world. Voila. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, China, Russia, etc., etc., once more divided on this issue, must be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horrors will show clearly the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. That's the second seal. Continuing. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment on be without compass or direction, anxious for an idea, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light from the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from a general reactionary movement that will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time, unquote, Albert Pike. Now you see how big this situation is, how significant it really is. And you all worried about the Bundy Ranch? That's what they're hoping, that you're worried about it. They got these little mimes, M-E-M-E, I call them mimes. They're mimes or something, whatever. Whereas they come up with these little billboard things that goes on your Facebook or whatever. They got one that shows like, you know, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of militia in a circle. And right in the middle are 200 feds. So they put this thing out viral. So everybody sees it. And the militia will think, hey, we got them, man. We got them. Really. 26 suicides per day. The blacks and whites are divided. Don't you know that when the Russians and Chinese come out from their foreign trade, they'll choke down on the roads and highways and byways? Yeah, and any leaders that's really on their side will be taken out so fast, you have no idea. And the microchips that's been corrupted, put into the F-18s and F-15s, will take down the planes, and they'll end up having to use World War II vintage planes because they won't have microchips in them. They don't know that yet, but that's going to happen. This is coming. And all they can do with the vets that's going to join the militia is turn them off by their microchips. 7,800 veterans are suing DOD and CIA for the septal implants of the devices in their noses. It's been going on since 2010. Somebody better wake up. And you've got generals that are Council of Foreign Relations saying, we're on your side. We'll see the Obama administration. Obama's part of that, too, as a dialectic. Y'all better wake up. And on May the 1st, the anniversary of the World Revolutionary Movement, you got this Colonel Riley leading veterans on a march down D.C. Does Bonus Army come to mind? That's anniversary of death is May the 1st. And the 16th of May, if it comes through, is another march of millions. Family, they're up to something nasty. and everybody's falling in line with it. And there's not a darn thing I can do to warn people because nobody's listening, doggone it, of who the real enemy is. The real enemy, actually, well, actually, that's already covered. I can give you who the real enemy is. There's a quote. Your own leaders, but it's a principle. And it goes something like this. Remember, there's nothing new under the sun? And they carry through the same agenda over and over and over. And because generations don't remember, they keep doing the same mistakes over and over and again. And we as watchmen try to warn. Well, this one goes back to 42 B.C. And it fits exactly right to the letter today. Quote, "The Enemy Within" by Cicero Marcus Tullinius. T-U-L-L-I-U-S. He says, and I quote, 42 years before the birth of Christ, and this applies exactly to today, strategy that they use. Begin quote, "A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known. He carries his banners openly, but the traitor moves among those within the gates. Freely, his sly whispers rustling all through the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to determine the pillars of a city. I'm sorry, to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared." By Cicero Tullinius. Oh, yeah. There's your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus members today. And they themselves will be targeted. Jesuits. You have Jesuits, trained murderers, in military, education, philosophy, religion, all religions, science, the arts, politics, and finance. Jesuits are trained to go out and kill and destroy from within. That is how they do it. Hitler was Roman Catholic. Hitler, like Jordan Maxwell, no pun intended, religiously followed Helena Blavatsky. See, you don't believe me? You check it out. Hitler was the second cousinry to Stalin, Churchill, and Queen Elizabeth II. They're cousins. How about that? So a takeover of the U.S. government is just putting the pot for the kettle. Only Jesus Christ can solve this. No human being can ever begin to. Now, I mentioned 21 goals of Illuminati. Let me show you exactly what they've done. We've got about 30 minutes to go in this program, so I'll cover what I can of it to show you. And I'm telling you, what I'm considering in the future broadcast, assuming all works well, is focusing a little more Revelation Radio when I come on toward the Bible, toward being born again, saved, a little bit about the Illuminati. Tonight has been heavy Illuminati, but I've been trying to show you how it's tied in the supernatural. Satan's methods, exactly how Satan's doing this, as allowed by the secret societies. But the 21 goals, for example, and I'll get a few of them to you, of the Illuminati and the Communists, the Committee of the 300, given to us by a former MI5, MI6 member, John Coleman. Now, he's still controlled opposition like Springmeier. He's controlled opposition. He works for them. Now he does anyway. But they give you just enough information that they're supposed to. They don't go the full step, but they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So you have to eat the chicken, spit out the bone, like with Jones and Quayle and all the rest of them. Family, I just tell you like it is. If I'm wrong, please correct me and give me the evidence. Not a problem. I do the best I can to do my research with an unbiased mind. I don't belong to any organization. I refuse to. None. I don't sign petitions. I don't get involved in any of that politics. I study them all. I do follow, though, no pun intended, Jesus Christ the best I can. I don't claim any nationality. I claim following Jesus Christ. And irrefutably, and there's never been, and there they will ever be, until, of course, disclosure happens, anyone to refute or show any errors in the King James Bible. They claim they can. 100% they fail miserably. Every time, because they can't find any. Now, they twist the scriptures around to, but every time, if you know your Bible a little bit, actually, there's not one error they can show you, not one contradiction, because it shows that they have no concept of the true Word of God. They spout off the Jerusalem Bible, which is a bunch of junk. They spout off the NIV, New American Standard Bible, the New King James Bible. New King James Bible has an occult symbol on the cover of it, for goodness sakes alive. ESV, Amplified, just name it. You Book of Your Rancha, URANTI or whatever. And it can be demonstrated, and yet people don't want to believe it. Because the judgment it puts upon us. Well, it's there. The goals of the Illuminati, the general talking points of the Bilderberg, Club of Rome, UN, Commission, CFR, Royal Institute of National Affairs, this is their talking points. For example, okay, to establish a one world government with a unified church and monetary system. As we already know that. To bring about, number two, utter destruction of all national identity and national pride. Huh? Which was a primary consideration in the concept of one world government, was to work. 1946. Brock Chisholm, Director of the United Nations World Health Organization, said, and I quote, 1946, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. There you go. And that carries through to today. As a matter of fact, the secular humanism, one of their doctrines is, and I quote, believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace, unquote. That's where same-sex marriage, transgender, man to become woman, woman to become man efforts that I've talked about today in that other broadcast at 4 to 6. That's where that comes into play. And y'all better wake up, because they're sneaking up on you, man. And I'm giving you the evidence, slam dunk with their own words. To bring about the utter destruction of all national identity and national pride. Hey, I'll give you one more. I sometimes believe in killing the fly with a sledgehammer. So let's give you one more. This ought to get your attention. I read this today. I think it applies even now. So if I have regular listeners, bear with me, but this applies to prove how they're getting rid of national identity, starting with the children. Now, I read this today. I think I need to read it again to make a point. And this comes from a doctor of Harvard University when he was addressing over 2,000 teachers. And here's what he said in 1973. in Colorado, in an auditorium with a microphone, addressing 2,000 teachers at once. Every child in America, teachers, entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. He comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote. Now, I'm going to bring something up that I haven't brought up in other times I've read this. I always like to add something new. Now, what does he say here? Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with a certain allegiances toward our founding father. So tell me something. Mothers are working. They weren't working. Since when does a 5-year-old from 1 to 4, when's he taught to have allegiances to the founding fathers? At 4 years old. At 5. When did the mother have time to train him? Huh? How does he come to school with a belief in a supernatural being? At 5 years old. He believes in Santa Claus. He's lied to about the tooth fairy. Something ain't right here. Toward the sovereignty of a nation as a separate entity. How does he do that at 5 years old? He plays with army men with, I don't know, gets Toys R Us. Let me end it the way it should have sound. It is up to you teachers to brainwash these sick children well by creating, at the very beginning, the international children of the future. Now we have it. You teachers, shame on you. Cowards all that are members of the Eastern Star and Freemasonry, because you're going along with destruction of your own children by promoting Freemasonry. I can prove that too. Freemasonry teaches humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. And it carries through today, as I've proven already, says, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote, educator Charles Francis Potter. Oh, it don't stop there. 57 years later, in 1987, to show you continuity, Herbert London, educator of New York University, he declared, and I quote, and this is linked up to Freemasonry, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last 2 decades, as of 1987, that makes it, takes it back to 1960s, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar." And you know what, unquote. You know what a resident Marxist scholar is? He's resident, a Marxist scholar. In other words, he oversees a curriculum, monitors classes to make sure those teachers, professors, teach the Marxist socialism preachment every college university in this country. Huh? Syndicated Colonists, 1993, Georgia Ann Geyer, under the Clinton administration of the Council of Foreign Relations, Illuminati, says, I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Western universities," unquote. Roger Kimball, educator, 1989, says, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, Our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist and humanist menu at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. I go over Trent Russell. I just got tons of them here. I'm just going, going, go. It's just a matter of finding. If I can find it, anybody can. To bring about the utter destruction of all national identity and national pride, which was a primary consideration of the concept of one world government, was to work. And I just explained to you with evidence of how that's carried through. Okay. Number three. To engineer and bring about the destruction of religion, and more especially the Christian religion, with one exception, their own creation, as mentioned above. That goal I just mentioned to you about Albert Pike in 1871. Don't tell me there's no continuity here. Number four, to establish the ability to control of each and every person through means of mind control and what Zbigniew Brzezinski called technotronics, which would create human-like robots and a system of terror, which would make Felix Dzerzhinsky's Red Terror look like children at play. Now, Masons, you're taught that God of the Garden of Eden was the evil God that enslaved man. Oh. And Lucifer was the man who gave him light, gave him knowledge to free him up. Uh-huh. So then tell me, why is it today, since Lucifer is in control, right, that they have all these mind control pills and mind control techniques of suicides are happening, controlled through microchips? There don't seem a whole lot of freedom to me there now. Oh, no. Something's wrong here. Sounds like a lot of knowledge done got you in a chocolate pudding sandwich. That's silly. It's just plainly lying to you. Sometimes I got to find words. My old Marine Corps time comes out and I have to change the words I can't say on the air. I get a little bit fired up, if you understand what I mean, but I maintain. Number five, to bring about the end of all industrialization and the production of nuclear-generated electric power in what they call post-industrial zero-growth society. Yeah, in comes algae farms, solar energy, free energy. They're now telling you about, because the fallen angels, as they come in, will start bringing this to mankind and become heroes. Here they're telling you about it. They brought in these aliens, if you want to call them that, which are not the fallen angels, nuclear energy. That was to kill you. Coal. Carbon. Oil. They knew about free energy when Tesla, who was channeled, by the way, was murdered. And that lion Thomas Edison and that lion J.P. Morgan was responsible for that and stealing his inventions. It was too soon to bring out free energy. But now what are they doing? They're bringing it out, aren't they? Because they want to be the heroes now. It's time. Isn't that sneaky? That's why they brought in 1993 the passage of North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA, to take away jobs and to start the elimination of excess population, as I already explained in Global 2000, which is a carry-on from Kissinger and Alexander Haig in SSM 200 depopulation plan, which includes vaccinations. Vaccinations that has mercury in them that causes humans to have mind issues, children that kills. The mercury allows possession easier. The mercury is in the vaccines. The vaccines change his DNA. I've explained the very complicated process here in the past 10 seconds. I can't go into all the details of it. Some of you know what I mean already. To encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs. That's where the marijuana trick is going on. And make pornography as an art form, which will be widely accepted and eventually become quite commonplace. They're taking five-year-old children, family, and they're making them movie stars. And they're making them dress up like adults. Oh, it's cute, isn't it? No, it's sick. And the parents are giving their lives, giving their souls to Lucifer. And this is where it starts. And right now, they're coming out with articles about how a teenager is making $40,000 a month. Is it a month? Something like that. On her own line, that Facebook was brought by, you know, a 21-year-old. No, no, no. This is to give power to the children so that if they can do it, I can do it. And to make these girls, like 13, 15 years old, millionaires out of their little thing they did in their internet, they were helped along the way. And that empowers the others to either accept them as idols or they themselves will seek that materialistic approach. Where's Jesus in all this? Not there, is he? Mammon, the god of wealth, is on the ball. That's why they show this young girl recently, a teenager now, on YouTube, is making like $40,000, I don't know, a month or something like that. So what's that going to do to the other young girls? She already got a fan club of millions, and they're going to worship her, which they're doing. It's happening. And the others say, I can do that too. And so they become materialistic. And the International Rights of the Child will take your children away from you, and they will then be able to openly. I think some of you already had, aren't you? You know where I'm headed, don't you? That's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future. Unquote, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, 1973. It's going on right under your noses. The video games, they keep totally focused, straight ahead, not left to right, straight ahead. It's got them so pulled into these curses. That's the purpose of it. Heck, I even got to number 6 of 21. To encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs. I covered that. 7. To bring about depopulation of large cities, according to the trial run carried out by Pol Pot regime in Cambodia. That was CIA. Jesuits. That's where the murder came from. It's interesting to note that Pol Pot's genocidal plans were drawn up in the United States by one of the Club of Rome's research foundations, overseen by Thomas Enders, high-ranking State Department official. It's interesting to note that the committee is currently seeking, they've reinstated butchers in Cambodia. Families controlled by the Jesuits. The United States government is controlled by Jesuits. The Vatican. The Illuminati. The Roman, Italian, and German. Not Jews. Not Jews. It's not Jews. Doggone it. Y'all better wake up. Not the darn Jews. They put Jews out front there with names Stein this or Stein that or Berger this or Berger that in charge of financial to make it look like the Jews are doing it, but they're controlled by the Vatican. The Knights Templar, they're the ones Irish controlling the finances. They ain't telling you that now, are they? Nope. To suppress, all scientific development except for those deemed beneficial by the Illuminati, especially targeted its nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, particularly hated of the fusion experiments being scorned and ridiculed by the Illuminati and the press. They're getting rid of the fusion. They brought it in. Now they're getting rid of it. To cause by means of limited wars in advanced countries by means of starvation and disease. Hence why they're doing the Bundy thing to grab the land and kill the crops. That's where the coal's coming from. HAARP. Third world countries. Deaths. The death of 3 billion people by the year 2050. Committee 300 commissioned Cyrus Vance to write a paper on the subject of how to bring about such a genocide. You know Cyrus Vance now, right? The paper was produced under the title Global 2000 Report that Carter had a part in. He had President Lion Carter. He's not a Christian. He's another Luciferian like Buchanan and Clinton and the rest of them. And was accepted and approved for action by former President James Earl Carter, and there you go, and Edward Muskie. Muskie rat. Edwin Muskie. Sound like something you spray on, doesn't it? Musk? Anyway, he is Secretary of State then, for on and on behalf of the U.S. government. Under the terms of the Global 2000 Report, the population of the United States to be reduced by 100 million by the year 2050. Let me cover some more of this tomorrow, 4 to 6. This is getting quite interesting. And I give you exact examples, by the way, to show you how it is actually coming true. Family, we got, yeah, I knew it was coming up. The end of the program is almost here. And there's a song, it's time to go. Anyway, I've got 5 minutes. Family, I'm going to, my own broadcast, 4 to 6. I want to talk about the one world religion. Agenda, the 21, not Agenda 21. That's just to keep you all busy and in fear. Talk about the 21 points of the Illuminati and the one world religion. That's coming up now. All in the way. Once you get rid of it. So first they're going to bring our religions together. You can all have your freedom of religion, and the Jews will start their sacrifice of animals, and that's going to happen shortly. And then they're going to crash it. Just like I told you World War III is going to do. Just like it's planned in 1871. Albert Pike channeled by fallen angels. That's really what happened. Not aliens. It's impossible to have aliens. The formation of life, the probability is beyond comprehension. And if you believe the Bible, if you don't believe the Bible, you can believe anything you want. Just make something up. But the Bible tells you what happened. God created life on this planet. Original sin originated here. Adam and Eve. And every other planet don't have their equivalent, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve didn't fulfill the sin requirements of every planet in the solar system and the galaxy and the universe. So they all had to have their own Adam and Eve, or just the earth is cursed. That's not fair, God. Come on now. Yeah, there's no life out there. These are fallen angels that's coming as aliens and ascended masters and other liars. And you know where they're headed? It's hell. As they go to hell, which they will, that's what heaven was created for. Unfortunately, those human beings that follow them, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Luciferians, Wicca, whatever, that deny Jesus Christ, you condemn yourself just because you turn away from God, turn away from Jesus. Jesus died so you could be free. They want you dead so your soul will be in hell. God gave us free will. He had to exercise that free will. We failed as human beings. That's why he died on the cross, so we could regain. Y'all better think about what I'm telling you. Because there's coming a time when this is going to open up and it'd be public, and you're going to be a little bit busy. We always seem to put God on the side. He's there for you to take him by repenting of your sins, which is not being taught in the churches today. Shame on you, pastors. But retention is about repentance is the way. and seeking Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, between you and Him, where two or more are gathered, that is the church. Not a religion, not four walls, not a bishop, rabbi, pope, priest, or whatever. It's between you and God through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. I wouldn't tarry if I were you. Because that's coming around, as you can see. We've already. This is why I'm telling you all this stuff, to show you how Satan has it set up so you'll know we're there. That's what I talk about all this New World Order stuff about. To try to bring it to you on your front doorstep. Because, man, it's coming. Knock, knock. Who's there? Which one are you going to take? It's not truth of consequences. Door number one or door number two. You know which is behind every one. Just your choice which one you want to take. Knowing what's behind the door are also. King James Bible tells you what's behind both doors. Got 1 minute to go. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, Watchman for Jesus program, watchmanforjesus.com. And then Bible study from 7:30 to 9. Tuesday through Friday. Y'all welcome to join us. I have two broadcasts every day. And, of course, every Monday, Revelation Radio Network allows us to broadcast 9 to 11 every Monday. And I'll be back again next Monday. Or you can join me tomorrow at 4. Or do both. Or whatever you want. Archives are up. I got some studies already done that are quite extensive and going to keep you busy. I don't have a lot of them up there, but what I got up there will keep you busy for a long time. And you can go check my website out.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, cheese, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Hey folks, Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I've got the solution, the Sherpa Bed Warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy costs, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa bed warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable, too. Compare Sherpa bed warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.